Alrighty, alrighty.
We're here.
We are here.
World of Controversy Podcast.
This is the World of Controversy Podcast, the podcast that gives you all forms of controversy.
Absolutely, absolutely. My name is Jerm Griffin. We got Julian Rob on the track. Julian.
J-Rob. And guess what? We're back. And we're black in the mix. And we got an explosive episode for you. We got...
Talk that smack.
We got an amazing.
Talk that word.
The most dangerous guest we might even have.
We got one of our most dangerous guests.
Literally, because my hat say it. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all.
Our guests introduce themselves.
All right, well, my name is Kurt. Currency, I don't like saying my full government because we don't know what white people might be listening or any type of people might be listening. You know, the government is crazy. But I'm Currency. I'm the host of the World's Most Dangerous Podcast. So they told me not to yell my back, but when mics are near me, I got to yell one time for the one time. I'm a huge wrestling fan from 2000.
Man.
Love, eat, breed, and poop wrestling.
Wow.
Try me the first black wrestling analyst. Well, wow. Third one, a professional one.
Wow.
I'm a black educator.
Yes.
I teach 4th, 5th, and 6th social studies and geography in North Philadelphia. Shout out to my students.
Okay.
I get on the nerves to get on my nerves. That's how life is. I've been doing this podcast stuff since 2016. I had a college radio show, graduated from Millersville University, MU, you know?
Yes.
Also got a associate's degree in graphic communication from the great college of Thaddeus Stevens College of Technology, where they used to call me AKA the mayor there.
Mm.
My face still on the lunchroom and carved in the library. I love that. Time I go there, I'll be like, yo, that's me. Man. Thank y'all for letting me come.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. Listen, if you are creative over here in Philly, especially Center City, especially Rec Philly, you probably have seen Currency. You probably have heard the great podcast, the Wake Up Podcast. The
Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call, yeah, the most dangerous podcast. Excuse me.
I think I got the longest podcast name in the world.
Yes, you do.
Okay. That's why nobody will ever copyright me. You know what I'm saying?
We got Currency on 61 episodes, series, seasons premiere. We got Julian back on the track. You know, I released about 4 episodes of Jerm Griffin Recording's archive since we've been on break. So it's no break for me. Julian, he's been sleeping and stuff. You know, this guy, he turning like 40 years old on Monday.
Sleeping.
So, you know, he been
with the drool on there.
With the drool.
You nasty.
I cannot snooze and miss a
you got,
moment. I know.
That's my jam.
Julian, what's up?
All right. Well, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared.
You scared?
I'm scared, yo. I love your hypeness.
I think you should.
I love your hypeness. Is this what you deal with all the time?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? This is a delightful.
Wow.
Because I'm usually the hype one in a three circle. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, somebody hyper than me. It's kind of.
Why do you say I'm hyper than you? I think you're hyper than me.
I don't know, man. It depends on the day.
I've been worried that I couldn't keep up with you, brother.
Listen, I don't know. But I love it, though. It makes me feel good.
Oh, man. But let's go. So, today, what we're going to be talking about is we're hitting on the Vince McMahon, his sex allegations, the future of WWE, because it looks like
it's going to be without him.
Do it look or it is?
Well, it is going to be without him.
Yeah, and it looks like since as of June 2022, it's been really without him.
Look at you with the correct date.
Journalist.
Well,
we can say June of 2022.
This is my podcast. They drop a bomb for his journal skills. Boom.
Yeah.
Hey, we can say June 2022, but... Right. We know at that time, he had some people he was working in the background, really pulling strings.
Like a puppet.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Crazy, man. Crazy.
But let's go to it. Let's get into it, man. Y'all ready to hop into it?
Let's do it.
I'm down. Look, I'm down.
Vince McMahon, right now, he's in the hot water, right?
Heavy hot.
Heavy hot. And it's all because of one lady named Janelle Grant. Mm. Janelle Grant, who started off, right?
Right.
Started off, she, in the 2019, she lived in a condo, right? Mm. Lost her parents.
Oh.
Yeah, she with the caregivers that, to her parents.
That, yes. Now, that's a heartbreak right there, because I lost my mom and dad, you know, so.
The same here.
Yeah.
I know.
Caregivers? Can't do that. Nah.
Well, she lost her mom and dad.
Yeah.
She was looking for work. One of her friends got her in touch with Vince McMahon.
Which is kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
Hey, I got a friend that wants, like, he might be hiring. Right. Who's your friend? Oh, that's a billionaire.
Yeah, I know.
That's wild.
That is wild.
So, she met Vince McMahon sometime in 2019.
She from Connecticut.
Is it? I don't even know.
She from somewhere. Some of the boom towns.
And from there, instantly, Vince liked her. He found a spot for her.
Oh yeah.
As a paralegal, right?
As a paralegal.
Was that her first position, or I know they switched her position once.
Oh, they switched it a couple times.
Yeah, but was her initial position the paralegal, or?
I think.
Okay.
I think.
Well, he needed a lawyer.
Even though she wasn't like an actual lawyer, but they gave her like a position. They just gave her a title. Let's give it that. Yeah. They gave her a title.
I give her a title. Yeah. Yes. I hear you. I feel you. Yeah.
But what and all that she's saying through this,
yes,
she's saying she's been through abuse.
Mm.
Physically, emotionally, mentally. Mm.
Yes. Sexually.
So I was about to say that.
Sexually, yeah.
Big one.
Yeah, she claiming Vince passed her around.
Yeah.
Oh, like a doorknob.
Now, is she accusing him of rape?
Yeah, is that the $1 million question?
That is the $1 million, because I'm hearing the trafficking thing, but I didn't hear rape. Is he?
That's the crazy thing. I'm with you. I ain't hear rape either. Because when it first came out, I said he had an affair.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Clinton had one too.
And in these court documents,
Jada Pinkett Smith had one too. But why he getting, if it ain't rape? And I don't mean to cut you off because I think you're telling the backstory. I'm on my comments. I'm gonna let you
tell. No, go ahead. No?
You sure?
Yeah.
Back, because I've been waiting. So my thing is right. And my thing is this: if it's not now, a woman might feel abused and uncomfortable, and that's cool. They ain't supposed to feel that way.
Yes.
Women are delicate.
As they say,
delicate, sensitive people. I'm just saying that, and I'm not trying to describe women like they not. Less than me or more than me. I'm just saying I'm not a woman, so I'm just describing them. Because right. I think they would do stuff to a man as well. However, if it was consent, right. Then what the freak we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Somebody sound like somebody wants some money.
Well,
if it's consent. Now, if it ain't consent,
right.
Then we have another controversy. How y'all say controversy? Question, conversation.
Controversy, yes.
Oh, he got a song with it. Controversy, yes.
Well, look. Let's get this, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Max, you will be on this show one day. But I definitely got you. But let's get back to this. All right. So when we talking about rape, right?
Yeah.
Because apparently it sounds like she's trying to claim there's some rape there. Mm. But here's the thing about this.
Oh, then that's a different conversation.
Trafficking for sure.
Now, that ain't cool either.
T'Shawn cleaned his trafficking. Now, we all know Vince McMahon. We know Vince McMahon. We know his wild behaviors. We know.
Can we describe some of the wild behaviors real quick?
I was about to get there.
Oh, yeah, my man.
We know he likes to make people kiss his behind on live air TV, live television. So we know it's literally been on television that wrestlers been kissing Vince McMahon's ass on television. I'm sorry.
He acting up.
He is acting up.
That's bad.
I'm telling you, it's his birthday. He turned 30 Monday, man.
Your mama gone. Somebody gonna beat your grass.
Look. On live television, Vince McMahon, you been watching since the 2000s. Yeah. You watched it before me.
Yeah, February 2000.
Yep, because I watched around 2005, 2006.
Okay, so right there was like the highlight of Vince McMahon wildness too. So you understand, like 2000, Vince McMahon was just getting his behind whooped all the time. Stone Cold or The Rock, he screaming. Like, he was just an authority figure, you know what I'm saying? And it was kind of cool because he's really the owner. Right. So he does over there, "You're fire!" That's literally how he used to say it. So, but he did do the Kiss My Butt Club and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He did got to go on Rikishi butt one time. That was classic. Whoa. Yeah, oh my God.
Oh man, the Rikishi. But when he had his big self in them.
He threw it right in there. But this is the thing though. You start watching it. Are you a wrestler fan?
No, not really.
All right, bet.
I did watch a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm going to teach you something then, right?
Okay, yeah.
So, you said 05, right?
Yep.
I'm 2000, so I got 5 years older than you. You're not in it. It's okay.
Don't worry, I did watch some of that old stuff though.
So let me tell you what's more than Vince did, right? We get controversial. Let's think of things Vince really did. Vince had a lot of gimmicks. Remember, Vince was the head of creation of his company. So you have to understand, Vince made a lot of wrestlers' gimmicks. And around 04 to 07, he had a lot of crazy stereotype. Gimmicks.
Oh, for sure.
Crime Time. Black men robbing. That was their gimmick.
And rest in peace to Shad.
But they was out here robbing and selling things. That's like how we in the hood. Jeez. That's one.
The gangster.
So he had Eugene. Y'all, you don't know about Eugene. Oh, let me tell you about Eugene.
Eugene? I know Eugene.
Eugene was, his character was on Rain Man. Like off the movie? Yeah, so he'll be like, "I'm Eugene." And he had like that was his gimmick though. What else he had? He had Jimmy Wayne Yang.
Yeah, I remember him.
A cowboy Asian. Where did they come from with that? Every Asian that came on there, they was that straight up Asian. Like they was like, oh, like not no like I'm gonna give him a chance. Now it was like they couldn't talk language, all that. Vince McMahon's a sick man. Let's go a little bit deeper. Brawls and panties matches.
Yep.
Yes. Brawls and panties.
Oh yes, man. I watched them.
He made Trish Stratus bark like a dog. Ooh. He had John Cena. He called John Cena the N word.
Yeah, I remember.
Yo, you remember?
Say that
wait. But you got Ed. He had Booker T. In that segment, and Booker T, like, what?
No.
About to go off.
Let's go to Booker T. Booker T and Triple H storyline was about.
Oh, I remember that.
Triple H said, "People like you don't wrestle people like me."
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What else? Yeah. Remember, say the other line.
I forget a little bit. You gotta help.
Because he said, I can't say the whole thing, but he basically said, "Booker T, you're good for dancing."
He said it?
Yep.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be the world champion.
Oh, yeah.
Rich, going against us black folks.
This is Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon also had all the fine divas sometimes was like his like love interest.
Ooh.
Like they was like his love little slaves.
Really?
Sable, Candice Michelle, Trish Stratus in the beginning. Yo, Vince. So I get it a little bit because in that era, we're talking about comedy was South Park, Family Guy, Boondocks, Dave Chappelle. Mm. So I get it. You try to match that era in entertainment at the end of the day. So you're trying to make adult entertainment.
Right.
I understand.
Also, this was before they went PG, too.
That part.
You got to remember, they didn't go for PG until like the 2010s.
Muhammad Hassan.
Oh.
Well, let me tell you the story.
I just forgot about him, too.
What happened with
that? Muhammad Hassan. Roger, and this is after. Can I say after? No?
All right. You can say after.
Look,
cool.
This is after the 9/11.
After 9/11.
They had this guy.
He looked like he was Arab.
Right.
He was really Italian. Low key. Okay.
But I didn't
like,
know that.
But you know how some Italians like really like brown skin, dark skin? I thought he was an Arab when I was a kid. I thought he was going to come back and say, come to find he was Italian. Had him dressed up like an Al-Qaeda member. Yeah.
And speaking
now, I sound racist.
Wait, because wasn't he speaking against America?
Yes. Yes. And then this is the messy part, right?
These scripts.
Yes. And then this is the crazy part. You know how Muhammad Hassan went away? He went away in the storyline with the Undertaker because one of the attacks against the Undertaker was all these men jumping him. And it was around the time of the London bombings.
Oh,
so UPN didn't want that crap. So they said he gotta go. So instead of changing his character, they made Undertaker choke slam him to HC double hockey stick, and we never saw him ever again.
And he got fired.
He got fired because
for something that he didn't even do. Vince created that character.
Right.
Wow.
But
how's Vince McMahon?
But let's rewind this back because we're gonna go real far talking about Vince McMahon.
But we also gotta give him his flowers too when we get a chance.
Oh, we do gotta give him his flower. He made that company into the dynasty that it is.
Nah, bro, fudge that. He made wrestling, bro.
He definitely did.
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
Yeah. He made the world that I love.
Man.
But go ahead.
But he has done some messed up stuff. And this ain't the first allegation. This ain't the first lawsuit that Vince McMahon had. He had a bunch of lawsuits before.
Which ones he had besides, like, sexual ones?
I'm just saying, like,
what?
All lawsuits.
That's a freak. Let's go.
I mean, he had sexual assault before, but I'm talking about, like, all the lawsuits Vince he had.
I don't think he was convicted, though.
No. He had sexual assault?
Oh man, there's so many lawsuits.
Oh, y'all got. Oh yeah, yeah. All right, I'm gonna shut up.
I mean, we got the concussions.
Ooh.
You know they get sued like the NFL for their concussions.
Right.
You know about the cocaine.
The cocaine.
And you know, back in the '80s, '80s and '90s, they was doing coke.
They was on that white line.
Yeah, WWE.
Yeah.
Dang.
Before it was even called WWE. Remember.
WWF. Yeah.
Remember Shawn Michaels in his early years was heavy on that
Shawn
coke.
Shawn Michaels was heavy on that stuff.
Shawn Michaels was heavy on the coke.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan was, man, he did so much coke, it's a surprise he's alive right now.
I heard Ric Flair, the reason why woo is woo, because when he snort, he would be like, woo.
Him.
Some old head told me that.
That definitely sound like...
Some old head told me that.
So we got the cocaine.
I don't know if it's true or not.
You remember he got sued for the steroids?
Yeah. They tried to flip that on him. Hulk Hogan testified against him.
Dang.
Yeah, bro. Professional wrestling is...
Yeah,
it's wild.
Lot to watch say all sports do drugs. Well, they definitely do.
All sports do drugs.
We are reading live comments. Like always, you can follow us and watch us live, WOC_podcast.
Now,
all sports do drugs, but what sports... Let's look at the track record. Which sport had the most deaths due to drugs in the last 25 years, though?
I couldn't tell you.
Wrestling.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. In 2007 through 2006 to 2008, old wrestlers was dying every other month, bro.
Yeah. I do remember that.
Bam Bam Bigelow, dead. Chris Benoit. Well.
Hold on. Don't hit the Chris Benoit. That's my boy now.
That's your boy.
Hold on. He was a talented wrestler.
I don't think y'all's podcast should endorse Chris Benoit.
Hold on.
You don't know about Chris Benoit?
No. I don't.
Hold on. Now, we know.
Your partner tripping.
Look, Chris Benoit, outside of what happened, he was a great wrestler.
Oh, phenomenal.
Phenomenal wrestler.
Phenomenal.
But he did some stuff.
Now
he killed himself.
Oh, that.
Wait, I ain't done.
I know what you took.
His wife and his kids. Now, hold on.
Why are you laughing, Rob?
Yeah, crackers. And that was his man's. He said that was his man's.
Yeah, man.
But hold on. I'm talking about the wrestler,
not the man.
You can separate him.
You can't separate him.
Yes, you can. Also, here's the thing, though.
Go ahead.
Because a lot of stuff in that Chris Benoit case is a little fishy, too. We can do a Chris Benoit conspiracy episode, because I heard all the conspiracies.
Gasoline draws happened for you, bro. Gasoline draws.
Hold on, bro.
Wait. Because even Hornswoggle had talked about it.
Hornswoggle was a midget they used to explode on WWE. Now, why are they exploiting a midget, brother? Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Hornswoggle even said some stuff in that, in them Jones. He was working in the company.
He wasn't there. We don't know what happened that day. We just know we came back, Chris Benoit was dead, his little son was dead, and his wife was dead.
Jeez.
Okay.
Who they said he was abusing.
Oh.
That part.
I ain't hear about the abuser.
Dark Side of the Ring.
I watched that Dark Side of the Ring episode. I want you to watch Dark Side of the Ring. I don't even want to know, man.
I said, why y'all watching this wrestling stuff?
No, if you watch Dark Side of the Ring, that would mess his head up.
It's documentaries about the stuff we be talking about, bro. I'm telling you, a non-wrestling fan will love Dark Side of the Ring. Yes, bro. You'll be so captivated. Bro, it's like Law and Order.
Jeez.
Uh-oh. My man Lotta Wild said a lot of these rappers aren't gangsters. So how come we can't separate the man from the profession?
Because he killed his kid.
And he said Chris was killed by the business, which is true.
Hold on, bro.
The business?
Chris was killed by the business.
I'm sorry. How Chris was killed by the business, he was found hung in his house next to a Bible.
Brother.
Oh.
We're going to save that for another episode.
Yeah.
Let's save that for another episode.
Let's reel it back in the Vince. Right. Hey, did y'all hear about Vince and some of the old allegations back in the 80s where one of the first female referees said that she got raped?
I know what you're talking about because I was going to talk about that too.
I applaud you because he's a wrestling fan. He know this like top of his head. Right. I know this kind of top of my head.
Right.
You not in this world, and you over here doing homework. Let me give you a
round. Yeah.
Look, and he just did research.
Yeah. Hey,
and you got a clipboard. Like, you old school. I love it, man. I'm telling you, man.
I love it.
I need to be more like you on my podcast, bro. I don't write nothing down. That's my problem.
Well, look. So, with this story, Geraldo from the news actually got
Geraldo, though.
Geraldo Rivera.
Yo, he was the bid in the 90s.
Yeah, I know. So, supposedly.
Geraldo.
Supposedly she got raped and stuff, and, you know, ain't funny and stuff, but yeah, that case funny. Actually got. I believe he settled that case within the last 4 or 5 years. Remind you, this happened. Them allegations happened back in the 80s, I believe. A white woman, female wrestler, referee, one of the first ones, the WWE, said that Vince McMahon raped her in a limousine. So it's something, man.
Mm. Man, listen, white man with money could do anything.
That's what I keep thinking.
And I love it. And I love, like I said, I'm sorry. I know I'm going to sound crazy. I love Vince McMahon. I know that allegations was going on with him is, you know, is messed up, but it wasn't Vince McMahon. I wouldn't be watching. I wouldn't have this shirt on right now.
No?
No. You know what I'm saying?
We can give Vince his flowers.
You wouldn't have that shirt on wasn't for Vince McMahon.
Dr. Wild said Vince is a wicked man.
Thank you, Lob. Thank you, Lob.
He's a wicked man.
Lob is right. I don't know what these guys are talking about. Now, listen.
Vince is a wicked man, but he does get his flowers from making the world of wrestling into what it is. But also, with all this stuff, especially the stuff this lady is talking about.
If it's true, he's definitely it's definitely a wicked man.
I think some stuff are true.
Which one?
I think some stuff are true in here.
Which one?
I can't really say.
Can I tell you which one I think is lies?
Which one?
The one with him putting butt plugs up her butt and naming them after wrestlers.
No, you can say that on the show.
I said butt plug.
Yeah. That's good. My thumbs are up. You can say butt plug on the show. Yeah, and you are doing a good job, man.
Yeah, but naming them after wrestlers, that's wild.
Like, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I
knew about him crapping.
Shove the Sergeant Slaughter up your butt. I can't believe that.
He tried to give her the Undertaker job.
Bro, say he gonna make her booty butt cheeks rest in peace. Oh, yo. Trying to tombstone her legs.
Trying to give her the edge.
Yo, stop.
He said the edge. That was a good one.
The little one was Rey Mysterio. The little intern.
Yo.
Lob to Wob say, y'all might as well play R. Kelly in the background.
I know. Hey, Lob to Wob, I'm a holy man. These guys, man, they're pulling me into a bad place.
I got a question. Who's worse, R. Kelly, Puff Daddy, Vince McMahon?
Puff.
Look, I love Puffy too. I'm
gonna put
this.
I'm sorry,
I know Puff and Vince was friends.
Yeah, I seen them because
R. Kelly
remember,
and Puff
Puff Daddy
friends.
Performed at WrestleMania 29.
R. Kelly and Puff Daddy did a song in the video back in the day.
Oh, we know about this.
I don't know. R. Kelly knows Vince McMahon.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, that song's a banger.
It is.
Yeah.
He might know a Vince McMahon. Vince know. A lot of these celebrities.
He might. You know who else knows Vince McMahon? Dave Chappelle.
Listen, at the end of the day, what Vince was doing was with grown women.
That part.
Grown women.
Right.
Which is something the other two can't say.
Yeah. Actually, Buffy did this stuff with grown women, too.
I mean, yeah, but I mean,
we got R. Kelly.
Puff was doing stuff with men, too. That was a wooden thing.
I
think R. Kelly the worst.
Wasn't there a lawsuit where Vince got that he was raping some of the wrestlers? Like the Mills.
No, I don't remember that.
I think I heard, you can't say that stuff and not bring the notes.
See, Vince got too much dirt on his name. Stop.
Wait. I think I had watched a video of that years ago.
Right. No, stop putting dirt on Vince's name. He already got too much. That man in the casket right now.
Yeah, for real.
All right. Well, before we continue, we're going to take a quick break.
Yes, bro. We was in the middle of, I'm like, yeah.
All right.
I'll say, yo, the joint that's went off, y'all.
Okay. We're back. We're black. We're black in the mix. Black, all three of us.
We're back. The Controversy Podcast.
I'm not black. I'm OJ.
Controversy Podcast.
Okay.
Episode 61. We got Currency from the Wake Up Call, which is a really great hip-hop podcast. I actually listened to it myself. And definitely check out his work. We're glad to have him on. My name is Jerm Griffin. You can find me at Jerm.Griffin. We got Julian Robb on the track. Julian.
All right, guys. So back into this Vince McMahon allegations, right?
Yo, he really got the...
Because I got some of these lawsuits. I got the court documents right here.
He really got the papers.
I got some of the court documents.
You a snitch. You a op, bro.
Look. I'm working on being a lawyer right now, okay?
Police department.
You
trying to be a paralegal for WWE? I heard it got benefits, man. Right. No, man.
Yo, chill.
They got toys.
Yo, chill. Now, plaintiff Janelle Grant is a former employee of WWE who was the victim of physical and emotional abuse. This is the first thing it says, the introduction. Sexual assault and trafficking at WWE. Ms. Grant is filing this lawsuit not just to address her own suffering, but also to act for those who are afraid to speak out.
Okay, no, that is BS. Because Cassie tried to pull the same thing with that.
Well, this is the Cassie effect.
Jason Black coined that term, but yes.
This is part of the Cassie effect, though.
Hey, yo.
They're all linked.
Can I tell y'all something? I like y'all. Y'all are some cool brothers. When y'all say the world controversy, I'm like, oh, they're too cool to be really controversial. That was the most craziest crap I ever heard y'all say. Yo, I'm over here like,
okay.
Yeah, yo, you said that's the Cassie effect.
Yes, that is the Cassie effect.
Well, listen, because here's my thing. At the end of the day, she would have shut her mouth if he paid her, if he paid him all the money from the NDA.
Now he just take the words out of my mouth. He just took the words out of my mouth. I was really going to say it. Okay, now you just took the words. You just took everything I was going to say.
At the end of the day, they signed off on a $3 million NDA. He only gave her $1 million. So none of this would have actually happened.
Well, she won home. I think he paid her the first time, but the NDA stopped when Vince McMahon's wife, Linda McMahon, found out about the affair.
And we have to remember, too, Linda McMahon ran for governor of Connecticut.
She ran for president, too, in 2012.
She was the head of small business on Trump's cabinet.
Yeah,
yes.
I always mention that, yeah.
And she is the reason WWE was able to continue during the pandemic era. Oh, because remember, Florida governor was trying to shut them down at the Performance Center.
Yeah.
Linda McMahon paid him $100,000.
Is this true?
Yes, so they can keep going.
You got the papers on that?
Yeah, I almost want to see the papers on that.
I never heard that.
You ain't hear about that?
No, you didn't tell me he talked to him, but I didn't know there was a payment. That's not
Linda McMahon was the one that paid to keep the business going. And that government, you know. Now, my grandma always said this.
Come on.
Okay. Money talks. And she said, niggas walk.
Oh.
They walking.
So, you know, once that $100,000 came, he took that money and shut it up. Okay. Walk with it.
I never know that.
That's you calling man. DeSantis a nigga is crazy, bro.
Right. Hey.
I love y'all funny. I love how y'all say niggas too. Yeah. Y'all sound like the darn Dave Chappelle show. Niggers.
Now, look at this. He said WWE billionaire founder and executive chairman, defendant Vincent Kennedy McMahon, lived in a penthouse duplex and Ms. Grant apartment building.
Yes.
All right. So this is where the two met in March 2019.
Yeah.
Well, Ms. Grant was dealing with profound grief and struggling financially after devoting years to around-the-clock caregiving, her parents passed.
2019.
Away.
It was old. He started getting that old.
On top of that, she was unemployed and her family home was lost in her parents' bankruptcy.
She went through a lot.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. After her family passed away, Ms. Grant dedicated herself to finding gainful employment. Mm. Neighbors in her building provided career advice and sought her assistance with personal events. Ms. Grant used these non-paying roles in volunteer work and community initiative to build her resume.
Oh, that's BS.
Where are we getting these papers from, man?
These are the documents.
How's this legal foot? Listen, I love my brother right here, but how is it legal for somebody that don't work for WWE having this on his iPad right now?
Look it up. You find it.
It is public.
How is that? Yo, that's wild.
I know.
Now, the building resident manager wanted to help. She messaged McMahon to ask whether he would talk to her. What? Sharing that Ms. Grant had been through hardship.
We got her answer earlier.
Yeah.
And would do great things if given a fresh start. McMahon enthusiastically responded, hell yeah.
Now hold it up. Now wait one second. I see the H here. You like talking about how these women look, even if they're victims. Now how is this woman looking? No, you tell me wrong, because you want to tell me Bill Cosby got with an ugly joint and pill-popped her. So how does that woman look?
Pill-popping Bill.
I think I saw one picture of Janelle Grant. She didn't look that great.
Okay, so why did he say HN?
Look.
What was it about her where he was so enthusiastic and was like, oh, man, I could definitely get her in?
I don't know.
See, he looked at us and said, She look like.
I mean,
she look like an old diva.
Who knows? It said McMahon befriended Ms. Grant, giving her hopes of a new life with promise of a yet-to-be-determined role at WWE, and showering her with attention and assurances.
Yeah.
Along with gifts like a VIP experience at WrestleMania.
Remember that.
So that's WrestleMania 35.
I was there.
2019.
I was.
If she had the VIP session.
I don't know. Hold up. Wait a minute. I ain't say that.
Hold on.
I was at WrestleMania 35. I did not meet Janelle Green.
Wait, you was at 35?
I don't know that Caucasian woman. She walked by me right now. I don't know who that is.
So you was there where Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair.
Yes, I was.
And Ronda Rousey.
Yes, I was.
Became the first woman to ever main event a WrestleMania.
I was also there when Kofi Kingston became one.
Come on. That was the best moment, the best match of that WrestleMania. Mm-mm. Oh, Toa, no, hold on. Hold on.
You're right. My bad.
I'm about to say, that's the best match.
It's a tie.
Tie between what?
That Triple H and Batista match was amazing.
Look, I'm going to say this. That Triple H and Batista match was a classic. But Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryan.
A classic moment.
Was the best match. That should have been the main event of that WrestleMania.
You're right. I'll give that to you.
That should have been the main event because that woman match was fall flat.
No, that was booty butt cheeks.
And the crazy thing is, you had three amazing women.
That sure did.
That should have easily been
a worst match, though.
What?
That wasn't the worst match, though, dude.
I ain't say it was the worst, but it wasn't. It didn't live up to the hype.
That part.
It didn't live up to the hype that it should have.
That part. They did Rey Mysterio dirty that day, too, by the way.
Hey, can we get back to sex trafficking?
Let's get back to the sex trafficking.
That's the only thing that gets me excited in life, okay? Can we get back to sex trafficking and the rest of the BS that this white man did to this woman?
Well, look.
Please. Allegedly.
I'm still riding for Vincent to his people are guilty. I'm sorry.
Well, look, let's go here.
She riding, Buffalo's, we all riding, okay? All
right. So, along with gifts like a VIP experience at WrestleMania, but what seemed like a dream in the spring of 2019 quickly became a nightmare.
Right.
So, here we go. Number seven.
Quickly.
Seven. As McMahon dangled career making and life-changing promises in front of Ms. Grant, he demonstrated an increasing lack of boundaries. Now, we're about to get there during several meetings that were ostensibly about a potential job at WWE. He greeted her in his underwears.
That's too many big damn words for me in this period.
Damn, I'm about to say. Lawyer talked about the challenge. You, Rob. Sure you want to read more in this?
I know. That one word did got me. But you know.
Exponentially.
But look, when you got lawyers, they got to use these big words.
Yeah, they do.
That part.
Now look, it said.
What did it say?
He greeted her in his underwears, touched her, repeatedly asked for hugs, and spent hours sharing intimate details about his personal life.
Can you run that last part back about the... Yeah, hold on, because I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling not bad. I'm feeling some bull crap. Run that back. You said he was dressed up in his underwear.
That's what she said.
He keep repeatedly asked for hugs?
Yeah. Repeatedly asked for hugs. Well,
no, I know what you're going to say. You're going to be like, after the first one...
Yeah. So I start repeated
because
ask for
that's an ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At that point, that's an ask for a hug, right?
Yeah.
That
is Yeah. That is right.
Wrestler, he could have gripped her up, but I mean, repeatedly asked for a hug.
And
but,
if you felt uncomfortable, why are you there if he got his underwear on?
Oh, see?
I would be like, I'm going to come back a long time.
Yeah. See? Now, that's the whole thing, though.
Man, he might be able to work for Vince McMahon's case.
No, but that's the thing. And that's another thing. If you felt like you was being trafficked and all that, now, why did you stay?
Yeah.
Why did you stay?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, it comes to one thing. All this comes down to money, okay?
Right.
And I ain't denying Vince probably did some of this stuff.
Think he did.
Yeah, what you think he did?
Are those texts
the butt plugs real? Is crazy.
Well, he said something about three black penises or something.
And apparently text. He got He got explicit photos of her.
Oh.
Photos and videos and sent to other employees.
Oh, y'all some news.
They said he sent it to other WWE employees and the upper management and some wrestlers.
Yeah. He sent it to them?
Yeah. Say he sent it to him.
He sent some nudes to some people, including
no, that ain't
including cool. Brock Lesnar.
Now,
wait.
Did he send it to him? He was like, yo, bro, look at
Yeah. Well, apparently he passed her on. That's what she's saying. And one name that was in there was John Laurinaitis.
Yes.
He had a talent and relation.
Well, I mean.
Johnny Ace.
And she sent him nudes. Okay, hold on. And she sent him nudes.
Well,
And she's claiming Vince nudes, and John Laurinaitis tag teamed her.
John Laurinaitis.
No, that was the bull that they said he had the threesome with and he took a crap on her.
What?
Well, no, she said Vince took the crap on her.
What? I know. Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Come on. I told you to do some research. Come on, man.
Ty. We're talking about the Vince McMahon sexual assault allegation.
You said that a little corny. Let me help you out real quick. Hello, Ty. We talk about Vince McMahon pooping on people.
Literally.
No. He said, oh, hey, Ty. No, Ty. What are we talking about, Ty? They talking about people pooping.
Man. Episode 61, World of Controversy Podcast. We got Currency in the building. Listen, I'm having so fun on this show. We talk about the Vince McMahon sexual allegations from Janelle Grant,
aka the poopy party.
Oh man!
Now I'm gonna tell you this, man, and I'm sorry.
But John Laurinaitis is the whitest man ever. So, like, if anybody can see some news, it should be him.
Dang. I'm gonna tell you this.
Hey, you know John Laurinaitis?
I know John Laurinaitis.
I had to look him up. Yeah,
he's the hello. I'm John Laurinaitis.
He was on the show.
People Power.
Back in what, 2011, 2012?
Yeah.
Now.
He was so boring.
He was boring. I ain't gonna lie to you. That boy boring. Yeah. I think his hottest John was for you with CM Punk.
I love CM Punk.
That is a dude.
That's the man.
I do know him.
That's what's up. he don't poop on nobody.
No.
But this whole thing with Vince McMahon pooping on people. Now, I'm going to say this. I don't know how much I believe in that. Because in the documents, she claimed he pooped on her. He went to take a shower.
And
John Laurinaitis.
He would or would?
Yeah, wait.
He went and took a shower.
I'm sorry.
Wait.
Say that one more time.
While they were having a threesome.
He shitted on her.
Right.
Hey. Okay.
He did it.
He fertilized her.
Yes.
Nice words.
Okay. So, went to take a shower.
Definitely.
Let Laurinaitis continue to have sex with her, right?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes.
Came back.
I thought he wasn't going to take a shower.
No, went. So he just went.
Poops on the nipples.
Wait. So, she claimed he pooped on her. Man. He went to take a shower. John Laurinaitis was in there.
Tag me in, boss.
Stop. Okay.
Continue having sex with her. Then, said Vince McMahon came out after having a shower and continue having sex with her, and they had sex for over an hour. Now, I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know Vince McMahon is in his 70s.
Yep.
Okay.
What grown man in his 70s is having sex for an hour?
I don't know. I mean, he's doing drugs. Why don't you think this story is real? She had to name drop two people for this story.
I'm not saying it's not, but some parts in there, they got to have some. Look, now you said this. To have a lie, you have to have a little bit of truth, right?
I heard that. Okay.
Okay. Now, like I said, it's not like I don't believe some of this stuff, but that part right there is a little questionable. Yeah. Even though Vince McMahon is in great shape for a 70-year-old man.
He is.
Amazing.
I mean, he do work out. He
work out more than I do.
Oh, yeah.
In a decade. He worked out more than the day that I did in a decade.
He definitely worked out. He's, man, phenomenal weight. He took his shirt off at WrestleMania, what, 38, was it? Yeah. I was like, whoa, he still got some muscles.
He could have bagged my aunties back in the day.
But at the same time, bro, when you get older, you know your body start not being as good as he used to.
Oh, you say my man was out here looking wimping.
Well, here's my thing. Maybe the time wasn't an hour, but I got a feeling this one's true. She had the name drop two people. When a lawyer is cross-examining their person, they don't want to put out stuff that's fake. This thing.
Oh, of course. I mean, look. People.
This
look.
Is another guy on TV. So we're talking about Johnny Leonidas or whatever his name is.
John Laurinaitis.
How did you know his nickname?
Yeah, man.
You're doing.
I had to do some research for this.
Look, John Laurinaitis. She couldn't say other people's names. She said some people in upper management. She said how Vince threatened her if she ever like try to say anything, he will ruin her career.
There you go.
He said he will ruin her career.
Yes.
He threatened
what career she
all legal action against her.
What career?
Right. I mean, she had a title that she wasn't even fit for.
Paralegal.
Yeah.
She even said she was underqualified for
it. Yeah. They just gave her a title. She didn't really do none of that work.
If these true, then the title was pair of panties.
Real right. It was pair of panties.
Yeah. Yeah, that ain't cool.
But
that is some
then when she said about him trying to pass her on to a former UFC heavyweight champion that they signed later in that year, which got everybody speculating to be Brock Lesnar. She didn't name drop.
Because technically could be Cain Velasquez.
She didn't name drop. But it said a former UFC heavyweight champion. And I think it was around the time when Brock came back at that SummerSlam.
So that's 2019.
No, 2021. I think they might be talking about that.
Oh, this was in 2021.
I think.
Well, this whole time,
I mean,
between 2019 and 2022.
That's what I'm saying.
So
they probably, I think, because at that time, if you remember, when Brock, the pandemic happened in 2020,
right.
Brock dropped the title to Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
And he was done.
He was gone.
And I feel like that pandemic ruined what could have been a great match between Drew and Brock.
Yeah.
Because after that, Brock did not care.
No, no.
Before, he was selling for Drew and everything.
Yeah.
They had a 7-minute match.
Oh, my gosh, y'all are nerds.
I try to be.
You're a nerd, too. Welcome to the nerd life. But they had a 7-minute match, which really, if it wasn't for the pandemic, they probably could have had like a 30-minute freaking phenomenal match.
Nah.
Well, maybe not 30 minutes, but like 20 minutes.
Long as heck, man.
Not especially for Brock
Lesnar. That's a Royal Rumble, man.
Especially for Brock Lesnar. I ain't
gonna lie. Man, Brock Lesnar is a freaking nature, man.
Yeah.
But you think Witch McCullough can't have sex with a bunch of crap on him for an hour?
What's that?
But you expect Witch McCullough to fight him?
You just earlier.
Bro, let me tell you this. Brock is younger than Vince, bigger, stronger. Bro, Brock.
No, Brock's a freak.
Brock is a freaking nature. His freaking tricep is bigger than my head.
Man, Brock, but Vince McMahon, I don't believe that whole hour journey because, like, he, like, 70-something. Let's keep it stacked. Vince McMahon gonna need some Viagra.
Wait, hold up. But who said, first of all, who said that he wasn't on any type of stimulant? We take herbs. I mean, there's people
okay.
who take Mr. specific herbs. Not for taking this stuff.
Okay.
All right.
So let's say he took the pill, right?
He's taking pills.
Pop the body.
Bro,
I'm sweating.
After, all right, let's go there. After you nut the first time, right?
Hey, man.
No.
He's playing around.
He knows
our audience. He knows our audience. Now, when the people like Grace...
Stop. Now you drawing right now.
Talking about nuts without raccoons and else.
But wait.
Curse,
bro. Let's be real.
I'll bring you some cookies, man. You need to calm down.
Yeah, he on here. He wanted to get some stuff off his chest, I think.
Like Vince McMahon with the poop.
Yo, y'all too much.
Well, you gotta get some stuff off her chest right after that one.
Look, look, look.
That was
bad. You know.
You don't know what to
say. After you must, whatever.
She's not timing it. She said, oh, I recollect that back 2-3 years ago, it was probably around an hour.
Okay, okay.
It wasn't 60 minutes exactly.
I don't know, though. That,
probably.
I'm not saying it's fake and I'm not saying it's real because I done see some wild stuff on movies and I could be like, that's what the old rich white men get into.
Yeah.
And then, but then again, let's think about it.
Dude, there's demons involved in this stuff.
Demons.
Oh, for sure. Now, here's the thing, though. Because for real, if he ain't stopped paying her the money, mm-hmm, let's be real.
All this would have been quiet.
They would have been quiet. She would have been fine even continuing doing this, if this is so-called true.
But yeah, that's crazy because like nobody's talking about how she was getting bread off of it. Like,
she regardless
was. What happened, my bad. Regardless what happened,
she was getting paid to be a
sex. She was getting paid, but and that means she was being okay with it, and that's not
that,
cool.
That is, she was being okay with it.
But then let's be real. Over here, like crying about it, like he did this, he put.
Look,
boy, toys in my butt.
Like, because
you crying about it.
Well, because that money, the money stopped. The money stopped. NDA for $3 million, right? The last payment she got, right? Because when Linda McMahon found out in January of 2022,
she fairly feel about
this. She found out about the affair and made Vince McMahon stop. Okay, and he paid her, the last payment was $1 something million. So that's even less than $3 million for the last payment.
That's what we're not talking about, too.
And
he's still with Linda.
Yeah. On yeah. Paper. Oh, wait, wait.
On paper.
That part.
Yeah, but they're still married. They're still married.
On paper.
Yes, they're still married.
He told her this. He okay. told that girl, Janelle, that.
But wait.
That it's just on paper.
Allegedly.
Team, we're talking about Vince McMahon, sexual allegations. With Janelle Grant taking the crap on people while having sex. Now, look, no, but back to what I'm saying. Yeah, Vince and Linda McMahon were still married.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the court document, she ain't mentioned nothing about Linda McMahon and them being married.
Can that get you in trouble, though?
Can it? I mean, well.
What state was this happening in? It depends on the state, I assume.
Nice.
Yeah.
But also, even if... Yo, team say he ain't do it, yo.
He ain't do it. Oh, team, stop.
Team is a wrestling fan.
I don't know. We wasn't there.
But look, having an affair, let's go back to this, all right? Because it's made public in June 2022. Okay, I'm wrap it up here. Okay, let's go here. He had an affair, right? Now, this woman is only suing because of money, and this is going to be harsh. This may even get us in trouble for what I'm going to say. Because
wait a minute. Now, this man runs a successful podcast. Don't get him in trouble.
Oh, man.
Can you get me in trouble?
No. Because no this is the thing I'm going to mention. And as crazy as it sounds, these women would be okay with being somebody's prostitute, yeah, being somebody's whore, as long as that paper is coming. That's why you got OnlyFans. That's why you got Pornhub. That's why they sell each other on the streets.
Yeah.
Look, the street stuff.
And if they can go to a millionaire or a billionaire and be his little prostitute, they okay with it as long as he bring the money.
Some are.
Can I ask you a question? Yes. Would you be cool if your daughter was cool with it?
If it was your daughter.
If it was your daughter, you'd be cool with that?
Oh, heck no. Heck to the no.
So there we go. Can't be cool with that if you ain't cool with
No.
I can't be cool with that.
I will never be cool with it.
So when are you going to stand up for women, Rob?
Hold on.
When are you going to stand up?
Who said I don't stand up for women?
I'm asking you.
Are you undermining a woman's allegations towards her employer? Am I undermining it?
I've been riding for everybody this joint. I mean, like, Vince maybe didn't do it.
But am I riding for it?
Hey, you got to chill with that riding thing, man. It's a second time.
I don't know. I'm kidding. Hey, these brothers get money and power, and they lose control.
Yeah, they do.
But
and they lose their morals.
That's what
I'm saying. But look, I'm not. I'm going to say this. I'm not undermining it.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
But let's be real.
Okay.
If Vince was still paying her today, will a lawsuit come?
No.
You said it right there.
That is true.
You said it right there. You know
I what agree I'm with coming that. At. I agree with that.
So you saying Shorty didn't do it?
A lot of women.
I mean, so you saying Vince didn't do it?
I didn't say he did.
You said Vinny old Mac ain't pulling out the trap.
All I said
is... It depends on the definition of trafficking.
But let's say this.
And Vince should have paid that money to her. That's what he should have done.
Vinny old Mac didn't pull out the strap.
I mean, he paid her something. He paid her.
But the NDA would have kept her quiet if he paid it all. But he was fooling with Linda McMahon and whatever jealousy she got going on.
Well, look.
And that marriage is on paper. But anyway.
They're married. They're still married. They might have been separated when he was messing with her. But they were still married. And... they owned the company together.
That's true.
They owned the company together.
She sold it.
That's true.
Years ago. But I feel you.
No, they still owned the company together. They was, at the time, still owning the company together.
Currency, do you have anything you would like to promote?
Yo, I just want to promote my podcast, World's Most Dangerous Podcast. We got the World's Most Dangerous merch coming. We got the hoodies dropping crazy. They got to come soon. It's about to be dangerous. We also got our mini series 101, the most a dangerous conversation with Currency. And we also got the wrestling show coming soon.
All right. Hit us up on Word of Controversy Podcast on Facebook, WC_podcast on Instagram, WC_pod on YouTube, WC_pod on Twitter, and Word of Controversy Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, Anchor, all you can find the podcast.
I love how you said all.
All! And that's it, folks.
Because the great J-Rob has said so.
I'm scared. I feel like
good night.
I'm gonna miss my man.